It's time for One Up, baby.
On Culture Shift.
That is right. Starting off today's show, let's get right into this week's One Update. The gaming industry in the U.S. and across the globe has been a multi-trillion dollar industry for years now. For millions of people, gaming has become more than just a pastime. It's a vital connection and community for millions. The size and scope of the gaming world has also brought a whole host of issues, from labor to economic to cultural and political challenges that have rocked the gaming industry in recent years and as well the cultural influence games and gamers now have. Joining me in studio is our in-house gaming journalist, Nate Bender, who hosts the podcast Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast. Nate Bender, you've brought us a very special show today. As soon as I can get you on a mic.
There we go. I have. So, you know, the last couple of weeks and you know, this segment, as it's evolved over the course of the One Update, has, you know, we've talked about some of the negative sides of gaming. And, you know, whether it's national security leaks or whether it's poor behavior inside of the gaming industry, we've seen multiple sides of the gaming industry and of gamers. But I really wanted to talk about some of the positives that gamers do out in the world. And, you know, we've talked about some gaming charities before in the past with Professor Broman, but now I've got two guests here with me today to talk about a program that's very special and near and dear to my own heart. It's called Extra Life. So joining us is Hannah Goodman. She's the Children's Miracle Network manager at Corwell Health Foundation, Southeast Michigan, as well as Timmy Nelson, an Extra Life Detroit Guild advisor, and was also the Beaumont Children's top fundraiser in 2022, raising over $8,000. He's also a streamer that you can find over at True Tim Foolery. Hannah, Timmy, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks, Nate. So happy to be here.
So Extra Life is a cause that I've been involved with over my many years in reporting on games. But tell me a little bit about the history of the program. How did this amazing effort get started?
Sure. So Extra Life started in 2008. It was started in honor of a little girl named Victoria Edman, who passed away from leukemia at 14 years old. And she had built a special relationship with the folks over at her local radio station, actually, including a man named Doc, through her cancer journey. And he wanted to do something in honor of her and was a part of his own gaming community. So he started Extra Life, which at the time was a 24-hour gaming marathon within his own gaming community. And they hosted it that year, raised a significant amount of money for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, Texas Children's Hospital. And that was kind of where it started. And it has grown significantly from there. But that Doc is the founder, and it was started in honor of Victoria.
And that's actually where my participation in the program came in. First year, 2008, I'm a young podcaster up at Central Michigan University. And I hear, because I'm listening to Doc and his podcast, I hear him mention Extra Life. And the way that it was set up was sort of like a marathon where you got, you know, friends and family to sponsor you, and, you know, for each hour of games that you played. And it sounded like something that I could get my own community involved with, and did, and really had such a fantastic time. We got a bunch of different gaming groups in Mount Pleasant involved with it as well. And you know, it was, you know, the outpouring of support that we saw, not just locally, but nationally through the program, was amazing. So Extra Life has grown over the years. How has Extra Life adapted to, you know, benefit more local areas and hospitals, not just the Texas Children's Hospital?
So that experience you described, hearing about this program that they were working on in Texas and wanting to do something for your local children's hospitals, exactly how it grew. So people heard about, you know, what Doc was doing down in Texas and, you know, thought to themselves, I could replicate this. We could help our local kids as well, kids just like Victoria. So, you know, the power of the gaming community really got together groups of people all across the U.S. Gaming for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital every year. So in 2010, Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, which is a national organization that raises funds and awareness for local children's hospitals across the United States and Canada, you know, they were in partnership with Extra Life and Doc, and they were very aware of the program. But in 2010, they actually took it under their wing as a program of Children's Miracle Network. So that significantly increased the resources available for the program. Now they have a national staff that's dedicated to Extra Life. And it has just skyrocketed. There are hundreds of thousands of gamers all across the world, really, who participate in Extra Life every year. And they have raised a significant amount of money for local children's hospitals across the U.S. and Canada. It's really, really remarkable.
And a cause like Kids with Cancer, it's so easy to come around and bring people together around that cause. And we found the same thing, that when we started talking about it in our community, that, you know, suddenly other communities that were adjacent to ours really started picking up on it and really started taking the ball and running with it. And I'd like to bring in Timmy to the conversation here. Timmy, is that pretty close to your experience getting involved with Extra Life, hearing about it somewhere else and, you know, becoming really motivated to get your own community involved with it?
Timmy, you're muted.
Uh-oh.
Not muted. Sorry. Thanks, Nate, for the question.
Right.
And thanks for Hannah.
There always has to be one person that does that.
There's, listen, it's chaos on the stream. It's chaos here. We love to show it. So, absolutely correct. I first heard about Extra Life through a targeted YouTube video, and it just popped up. I dove in. I was getting ready to learn how to stream. I thought it'd be an interesting thing I could try, the backgrounds and things I wanted to do and put on a show. And I thought, if I can stream, I can also Extra Life. So I sort of put the two and two together, and it started out pretty rough to start, but it grows every single year, and it just became second nature to me. I never thought one of my hobbies was going to be philanthropy, but here I am, you know, fifth year in, loving every minute of it. And now we're up to, my community's over a lifetime raise of, I think, $25,000 now.
That's amazing.
So in 5 years, it's only growing.
That's amazing. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And Extra Life selects a specific need at the hospitals to benefit each year. So tell us about what Detroit gamers were able to accomplish for Children's Bike Day.
Yeah. So to provide a little bit of context or additional context, so Extra Life in its current iteration has communities that we call guilds all across the country in different markets of Children's Miracle Network where they have a Children's Miracle Network hospital. So Beaumont Children's is the only Children's Miracle Network hospital in Southeast Michigan. There are a couple throughout the state, but we're the only one in Southeast Michigan. So we are the Detroit market's local children's hospital, essentially, that they fundraise for. And given that, the local guild of Extra Life fundraises for Beaumont Children's. And so we have a community of in a given year, anywhere from 250 to 400 gamers who choose Beaumont Children's to fundraise for every year. And like you said, Nate, we choose something. Over the last couple of years, we've chosen something that we fund at the hospital. So in 2022, we put our funding toward Bike Day, as you mentioned. So Bike Day is an annual program that Children's Miracle Network at Beaumont Children's funds every year. It is a program of our children's Corewell Health Children's Center for Rehabilitation in Troy. And each year we grant 100 bicycles to kids who are pediatric patients at our Children's Center for Rehabilitation who have disabilities. So they aren't able to ride a standard bike. And annually we give 100 of those kids a brand new, totally custom adaptive bike that they're able to ride. Completely free of charge. They're referred to the program by their physical therapist or their physician. And it's extremely impactful. The bikes are not covered by insurance. They cost anywhere from $1,000 to $6,000 a piece. But they are incredibly impactful for the kids' physical health, mental health, ability to participate in activities with their family and their peers. It's a really amazing program, and Extra Life saw that and decided to take it on last year. So our Extra Lifers in Detroit raised $99,000 in 2022. That is going to Bike Day. So that's covering half of Bike Day, which is incredible.
That is amazing. We are so grateful for that. That is absolutely amazing. So Extra Life, you had mentioned, started in 2008. And then in 2011, Extra Life passed a really significant threshold, raising over $1 million for the first time. Now, this is one of the very first gamer-based charities to be able to accomplish this. Those numbers have only gone up in the preceding years. Give our listeners like a macro or national sense of the scale of the good that gamers are doing through Extra Life.
So, yes, in 2011, Extra Life surpassed $1 million. As of 2022, Extra Life has surpassed $100 million internationally for children's hospitals in the U.S. and Canada. There are hundreds of thousands of gamers all over the world. And that's what's interesting is that while I was talking about those CMN markets, Extra Life is not geographically based. You could be anywhere in the world and choose to play for Extra Life and choose which hospital you want your funds to go to. So any your fundraising is not going to Children's Miracle Network, you know, to any overhead or anything like that. It's going straight to your local hospital. So it's this macro scale of hundreds of thousands of gamers fundraising, but it is affecting local kids in local communities all across the U.S. And when it comes to Detroit, our gamers who are choosing to donate to Beaumont Children's, it's impacting the 200,000 kids that we treat every year at Beaumont Children's here locally in Southeast Michigan.
It's the One Update here on WDET on Culture Shift. I'm speaking with Hannah Goodman. She's the Children's Miracle Network manager at Corewell Health Foundation in Southeast Michigan. And Timmy Nelson, he's the Extra Life Detroit Guild advisor and was Beaumont Children's top fundraiser in 2022, raising over $8,000. He's also a streamer who can be found at True Tim Foolery. So what does the act, what does participation in Extra Life actually look like on the ground from someone who might want to be able to get involved?
So, I can take that. Oh, is it you? Go ahead. I can take that. So the wheelhouse is in. So Extra Life is the wonderful thing about Extra Life is that anybody can do just about anything. And you really get to create a space and a show that really benefits your community, whether you have one or not, whether you want to build one or if you're just reaching out to family and friends. I know from my perspective, like I said, when I first heard about Extra Life, I was really interested in getting into streaming. And, you know, I told a couple of my friends that I was going to stream some video games online and talk to people because I like having conversations as well. And they were like, absolutely on board. They don't know many other streamers. So I tied in an Extra Life saying that every time I stream, I'm also going to promote this Extra Life. So from the ground level, I was already getting friends and family interested in, you know, this local impactful cause. It has now grown, like I said, into my fifth year now that I'm participating in Extra Life. And now we are, you know, I do multiple streams and celebrations throughout the year. Some of our mini marathons. And then, of course, culminating with our big game day, which is Saturday, November 4th this year. It's usually the first Saturday in November. It is a 24-hour live stream for me where I put on a host of shows of video games, of raffles, of giveaways. Every couple hours, we like to shift between games that are either catered to my friends that are coming to play, focused on something they're interested in, or better yet, community games that anyone can participate in, whether they're tuning into the stream or not, from their phones, as well as, like I mentioned before, giving away plushies and opening Pokemon cards and just having a lot of fun with our community while also showing how important and how every single dollar counts to those kids.
So are there also local gatherings for, you know, for the actual Extra Life Day? You mentioned in November, you know, groups where you can, you know, congregate physically to sort of partake in Extra Life festivities together.
Yeah, I can jump in on that. So Some years we'll have events, those kind of tampered down a little bit during COVID, but we're thinking about what might be possible now that we're opening back up again. But most people will host some kind of event in their own homes or in their own space and invite their family and friends over to watch them game. And I also want to clarify that while a vast majority of Extra Lifers play video games and will stream and ask followers for donations, in its essence, Extra Life is a traditional peer-to-peer fundraising platform, similar to how somebody might fundraise leading up to running an act like a marathon or doing a walk or 5K. You know, you make a page, you maybe join or create a team, or you can play as an individual. And you play games, whatever that means to you, whether that's video games, whether that's tabletop games, RPGs, and you ask your network to donate to your page. It's that simple. And you could go as big as having a huge party and streaming and playing for 24 hours on game day. You don't have to play on game day. That's sort of reminiscent of the original iteration of Extra Life, where it was a big streaming gaming marathon. Plenty of people do mini marathons, like Timmy said, throughout the year. Or they don't do a marathon at all. They do, you know, a couple hours here and there and ask their family and friends to donate, or they're not streaming at all. You could do a game night. You could have a euchre tournament and have the pot go to Extra Life. It's really about playing games and raising money to help kids. That's the shtick.
A very malleable program there. Timmy, I wanted to ask you, you know, from a participation standpoint, what does participating in Extra Life mean for you?
Oh, I mean, it's like I said earlier, people ask me some stuff I'm interested in. You know, I love video games. I love tiki cocktails and I love philanthropy. I never thought philanthropy was going to be one of those big time hobbies that just warms my heart every time I turn my camera on. It's for me, the most important thing is seeing the impact that me and I can make, more importantly, my community can make from my small slice of the internet, just showcasing how important every single dollar counts. By creating everything from incentives and milestones on game day and throughout the year that are very obtainable, but also impactful. They're very memorable. So we'll do anything from, you know, doing, you know, Pokemon card raffles or plushies, or we'll play a particular video game that someone's really excited to see during a time of the year. A lot of my community loves to mess with me during Halloween because I'm a scaredy cat. So they'll make me play horror games so that I can jump and scream because it's always fun to watch me jump. Or we'll celebrate with True Tomfoolery being my name, April Fool's Day. So we'll do a lot of silly content during the day. We dress up. But for me, again, above all, the most important thing for Extra Life is just being able to, which of course got a little hindered during lockdown, but now that we're opening back up, seeing the true impact that this money is going toward the kids at your local hospital, in my case, Beaumont Children's, I was actually able last year to play Minecraft with one of our Miracle Ambassadors live during my game day marathon. And that will forever be a core memory for me. She was so much fun. We had a small connectivity issue, which actually made for kind of more chaos and more fun. She was just laughing the entire time. We let her take the entire reign of showing us where to go, what to build, and how we would play for about an hour. And she still to this day, her parents and them message me and be like, when are we gonna, can we play Minecraft again? And I'm absolutely for it. So that's stuff great. Like that is just so wonderful.
That's great. So let's say that someone out there is listening and they're moved and they really want to get involved with Extra Life. What is the first step? Where can someone go?
Yeah. So they can go to extra-life.org and hit sign up. And they can make a page or join a team. We do have an Extra Life Detroit team if they search for that on the Extra Life website, which again is extra-life.org. And they can, set up some type of game night, a day they want to stream. They could wait until game day in November to participate. Whatever gaming looks like for them, it's just folding fundraising into that. So that's kind of how you can start to get involved. They can reach out to me if they have any questions. My email is hannah.goodman@corewellhealth.org. I can help them as well.
All right.
Can I add that real quick, Hannah, as well? Just saying, for those that are listening, it's just that easy. extra-life.org. Like there's no reason to wait. Join it, have some fun. Join our guild and let's talk more about how we can really make an impact on these kids' lives.
Absolutely. Hannah Goodman, Children Miracle Network manager at Corewell Health Foundation in Southeast Michigan, and Timmy Nelson, Extra Life Detroit Guild Advisor and Beaumont Children's top fundraiser in 2022. Also a streamer that can be found at True Tim Foolery. Thank you both for your time today.
Thanks
so much, Nate.
And that was the One Update with Nate Bender, our in-house gaming journalist. Nate, thank you so much.
Thank you.